We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 105 here. Keyword to cash this hour is ounce, O-U-N-C-E, ounce. You can text the word into 72881 for a chance to win $1,000 in this national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Ounce, texted into 72881. Real quick, an interview that we have today coming up at 1:30. We're going to talk to Mark Stringer, who is the director of Missouri's Department of Mental Health. More importantly, he oversees Missouri's efforts to prevent addiction. And he was the first quote in a story that we saw this morning out of ABC News. And frankly, it was the money part of this that really got my attention. Then we got further into it and said we wanted to talk about it for a while. The feds are going to let states tap into money dedicated to fight the opioid addiction crisis to fight an increase in meth and cocaine use. So money that was dedicated for the opioid problem. Now we're seeing an increase in meth and cocaine use. Now the feds are going to let money use them, are going to let states use the money. Use the money for those purposes instead.
Easy, which, for you to say.
Right. Initially, I thought, what do you mean we're letting, like, we're robbing some money from one thing? But now that we see an increase in meth and cocaine use, this is why.
Right. But it's not as though we're seeing necessarily a big decrease in opioid use. So that money is still necessary.
Right. And so we'll talk to him. Again, he was quoted in the story and talks quite a bit about it. So we'll talk to him more about and why we're seeing more cocaine and meth use, but not a drop in opioid use, which is startling. And so we'll talk to him more coming up at 1:30 here on KMBZ. Editorial out of the Kansas City Star this morning, invasive or helpful? MU is using students' phones to track whether they are in class. University of Missouri students, be warned. If it's not Big Brother watching you, it might be your professors and university administrators. Parents, what do you think about this one? The school is using hidden technology and an app on students' cell phones to keep track of who is in class and who is not. Keep in mind, most of these students are legal adults. Officials say it's for the students' own good. Besides, they say the athletic department there has been using the tracking app for the last 4 years for all freshman athletes, plus any athlete in academic trouble. As a test pilot, the school is expanding the program to any student new to campus for this semester, which starts today. Faculty volunteered to have their classes be a part of the test. Their students won't be given a choice. So if you signed up for a class in which that professor, you know, English 201 or whatever it is, volunteered to have their class be a part of the test, your student, who is an adult, doesn't get the choice.
I want to see what the drop ad list looks like.
So Jim Spain, who is the vice provost for undergrad studies there, said a student will have to participate in the recording of attendance. Every student involved will be told ahead of time that attendance is being monitored. University officials will even work with students who don't have a phone to make sure they can participate. Critics worry, as you would imagine, that the monitoring could go way beyond a professor's old school attendance records and is the first step down a path to the invasion of student privacy. Because you know where this is going. Will they only track whether your kid is in class, or will they track where your kid is absolutely everywhere all the time?
The answer to that question is in the story.
Correct.
Keep in mind, this started as a pilot program for student athletes who were in academic trouble.
Right. And which makes a little more sense to me, right?
But it always special goes the case. Next step.
Right. Special situation. Athletes are different anyway. Athletes are subject to all kinds of rules. Other kids are not. They need to be doing well academically often to keep scholarships, to keep them in the sports that they're in. That makes sense. So the phone app is called Spotter. It was developed by a former Mizzou basketball coach. It works using short-range phone sensors and campus-wide Wi-Fi networks. The university can tell when a student crosses a classroom threshold to enter or leave as the cell phone pings off a beacon stashed in the room. The app notifies students that they are not in class, as if they didn't know, in case they are there and forgot to turn on their Bluetooth setting. The provost that they talked to said, it's a way of leveraging technology to give us timely information. It has been proven that class attendance and student successes are linked. Yes, there is, as somebody that used to teach college, there is a ton of research that shows the more you are in class, the better you do in that class. It's just very few students can just skip class all semester and still do really well. It makes sense that those two things would be connected. How much do you trust, then, parents who have kids that might be going to these schools or students who might be listening, that they're only tracking student attendance? And do you mind? Some of you might like that your kid then is motivated to go to class. What it doesn't tell us, and I'm not sure they can force faculty to one way or the other punish students. Like, I don't know if professors are, how much professors are tracking that information, or if it's going to a big database for use down the road. What it doesn't tell us is whether professors are going to have stricter attendance policies because they can better track who's in class and who's not.
Yeah, most of mine largely did not care. Didn't care if you were in class or not.
I had a mix. I think because part of my education was to become a teacher, and so those teachers tended to be more strict because they're teaching future teachers.
Sure.
Some of the other, frankly, the big lecture halls usually didn't care, but the smaller classes where it was more noticeable if you were there, they tended to care more.
And in the big lecture halls, if they tried to enforce it, you're going to have to take attendance every time, and then the class is half over.
But I'll tell you, I did have an art appreciation class that was 500 of us in a lecture hall, and he had a firm attendance policy. You missed more than three classes, you failed. And plenty of people failed because they thought he wasn't tracking
it. They thought they were going to get away with it. Well, I feel the need to point out the obvious here, because it said that the device, that it tracks whether the student is in class or not. No, it tracks whether their phone is in class or
correct.
Not.
So you could just send your, if kids are smart, they will figure out a way around every system.
Yep.
Kids can just send their phone with somebody else. Now, the professor also isn't as dumb as you think. And is going to notice, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're not in my class. They're going to figure that stuff out. Maybe not if there's 600 people in a lecture hall.
But you could send the phone in with somebody who is in the class.
And give them two phones.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if the professor is smart, and professors learn those things too, again, mm-hmm. not as dumb as you think, they are doing headcounts every day. In addition to that, they're not just relying on the app. They're sending around an attendance sheet every day. Usually the way they do it, and the way I did it, was you have them sign. You pass a sheet around and you have them sign, because that's kind of a contract then. That's if someone else signs for you, then that they're lying then. That's,
yes.
And so you have that student sign that it's them.
Do we really need one more layer of surveillance?
So do we know why? So what they're doing is, and the way they're selling this is that students will do, and it's true. The research says students will do better in class if they are there. But they're right. And I kind of am on the side of, yes, I want students to be in class, but they're adults. And if they want to pay however much a year Mizzou costs and not go to class,
and blow it off, then
That's up to them, And I don't know. I have suspicions about what else is being done here. But some parents, now I don't know what access parents are going to have to this. Probably not, because their kids are adults. Parents might want to know. Especially if they're paying for their kids' college education, that the kids are going to class, So 22980 or 576-7798. Parents or kids that have been in college, what do you think about Mizzou tracking this?
Yeah, I hate the idea that we're training people to be surveilled. And that's what this is.
You're right. And it's also not training kids to be adults and to be responsible for their own. Like, it's up to them.
Sure.
I don't like that kids are only going to go to class because someone is tracking it. And not because they just know they should be there.
And I think what you're also going to find, if they extrapolate this out and they get higher class attendance, is you're going to find out the opposite of what you think. Because I think the reason why kids who spend more time in class, in the lectures, do better in the class is because those are the dedicated kids. If you put into the mix a bunch of kids who really don't care, then all it's going to do is drag the averages down.
Well, they're going to go to class.
But they're going to sleep.
Right. All you're going to do is get them to class.
Yeah.
You're not going to make them perform better.
Correct.
If they really don't, if they're only going to class because they have to, they're going to sit there and they're going to be on their phone.
Daydream.
The whole time.
Be on the phone. Do whatever it is. Yes.
Right. So congratulations. Now your study is flawed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.